Good to have you back, my guy. Welcome to Chaos Theory. We are up and rolling already on this Hypothetical Tuesday with the gentlemen from the morning, BK and Bucky. If you guys are mobile, make sure you're hitting us up on that Coda text line, 512-222-9328. Hit us up on our socials. I'm at Not the Fake Wags. Rodney's over there at the Rodney R, and then on Instagram at the underscore Rodney R. I'm on the Instagram at the Wagner Wire. What is up? Everybody that's in Twitter, make sure you're smashing that subscribe button already, like we know how to do. Oh, man. Yeah, so you seen the video?
I did, my man.
Out at an event, you know what I mean, with Pick Sports Gear. BK was there. Obviously, he was the cameraman. It always seems like whenever I'm on film, the worst happens. Like, I mean, none of my home runs were ever captured on film. It was always like when I was pitching or when I was catching and I would make an error and throw the damn ball into the outfield or whatnot. But
yeah,
nothing ever gets caught on film, or maybe, you know, instead of getting the sack, you know, caught on camera, you know, I get the tape where I let the tackle up. You know what I mean? It's always the wrong film, man.
I've got to tell you what you did that I was
the backspin. You saw the backspin though, Double R, did you not?
I saw that. But I got to tell you what was so impressive about that, and I saw it during the weekend because I was kind of checking in on stuff just to see what was going on. But it was like, you know, a lot of times, like when you fall, I mean, even if you're drunk, I mean, you fall down.
I was sober. I swear to God.
But a lot of times when you wipe out, it just kind of seems to be, it's like natural instinct to like pop right up and look around and be like, who saw that, you know, or whatever. But
I don't give a shit. You
planted, dude, and you were like snow thing or what's that
star,
thing
starfish. That's the man. Yeah. I suck at life pose. That's what that was. That was holy shit. I suck at life.
And I'm here to tell you. So every time you do that read about pickleball and talk about how good you are, I'm going to play that shit in the background.
No, you can hold on. I misstepped right there, but you could see the skill. The skill is undeniable on the court with the backhand slice. Now look, you can only do that kind of slice with a Pick Sports Gear paddle because it's 13 millimeters width.
Did it break
your
fall?
If you got a 15 millimeter paddle, you're not gonna the nature of the paddle and how it goes against the wind with the aerodynamics or whatnot, it's just not gonna allow you to get that spin like I get. You gotta have the 13 millimeter paddle, Rodney.
I'm here to tell
it's USA pickleball approved.
I'm here to tell you, my brother.
If you use the promo Radio 10, or I think it's I gotta pull it up. I think it's Radio 10, but if you use that, then hey man, maybe you'll get a little bit of a promo gift too. So
they ought to have promo code WAGS is what their promo code ought to be now.
They ought to have promo code BK because he's the best damn salesman of all the damn land here.
Boy, that's for damn sure. I got to tell you though, the one thing that I took out of that when I saw that, because I know we've had a lot of talk about, you know, getting together and playing and doing all this different stuff. And I think we should have a TSU get together and do that shit. What I did determine, especially in my older, chubbier time that I'm in right now, that pickleball is definitely the sport for me.
That's what I was telling Katie. I was just like, hey man, you know, I was running my ass off all over the court and you're supposed to be playing doubles. It is something that she and I can do. Of course, you know, my wife, I'm pretty sure most people know that my wife was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis when she was growing up. So it's hard for her to get out there and actually do like a full tennis game for a long time. So pickleball is just, it's the perfect sport for both of us, man, because we don't have to be running all over the damn court. And now we got to get you and Tracy out there and do a doubles thing.
Well, she's all.
And dude, Rodney, I'm telling you right now, you're going to love the locations where they're at. You're going to love the scenery.
Nice trees, like that.
Really, really good trees.
Great trails,
rose bushes.
Yeah,
a couple of hilly spots. Fantastic and well put together. The architecture is just fantastic. You're really gonna love the site.
Nice, man. Firm, tight walking trails.
Firm shrubbery.
Shrubbery. Yeah. And possibly some bare areas. Yeah.
Jake,
yeah.
It's not a coincidence why I'm wearing this. I'm trying to give us a little bit of fame. I keep looking up at the gift that BK gave me, the championship picture that we have where we went on our magnificent run here. I keep looking up at that and trying to wish, you know, happy thoughts, but yeah, it all comes down to this. And it's a tough spot. It's, you know, it's between three teams to get in, you know, the last spot here into the East for Lord Stanley's playoff here. So we'll be talking about that in a little bit. But yeah, man, we're just, I'm catching up with my guy, dude. It sucks having you gone. It was cool. Well, rolling with Keenan. I'm not going to lie, but it's not. Yeah. It's not the tandem, man. It's not the tandem.
When I saw who was actually going to be with you, I don't mean that in a bad way, but when I saw who your partner was going to be, I'm like, holy smoke. That's a good combination right there. I said,
yeah, I'm nice to have Keenan on a lot for the Wagner Wire. So.
Oh, yeah.
Good, I was like, that right there. I knew that we'd be getting a lot of basketball in. But, hey, man, you know, I've always, you know, now that you're back, I want to get your thoughts on Texas baseball and whatnot. I mean, I don't know if you've actually given up. I have them on, but I don't pay. I'm not sitting here biting my nails or anything anymore like I used to in the, you know, in the second week of the season when I was actually worried about it. I've kind of mailed it in, Rodney. I think I'm kind of done. I know I said this. I know I was the same way. I had the same attitude. I was very really lethargic with the Longhorns. And they're, I guess, can I call it pedestrian type of season? Even though they went to the tournament, can I call it a pedestrian season for the Longhorns? Mm-hmm. No, I can't. They didn't underperform. They performed, right? They didn't underperform. I didn't think that they would be getting back to the Sweet 16. But they did get back to the tournament. So I can't really underperform. And they had a lot of roster turnover. But I do think that the Longhorn seam heads are underperforming at this point. The pitching's not there. It looks like you know, a hometown hero, Vace Whitehead, is starting to emerge as, you know, the Friday pitcher. Even though that, you know, you'd like to think that LBJ is still our the smoking gun that he is, and he can go out there and hopefully relive the season that he had last year. But man, it's kind of daunting, Rodney. It almost looks like we don't have an answer. So. I leave it to you, my guy. Trip to Omaha, even in the sighting here.
I doubt it. I mean, and then, you know, tonight, I mean, I know it's UTRGV or whatever, but I mean, you can't say that because hell, UT or A&M Corpus Christi already beat this team. I want to say
you should win, right? But I mean, should, I don't want to come on here tomorrow and look like a more, you know, eating crow and a bigger idiot, you know, and saying, hey, you know, you can't even beat the cupcakes.
You know, and what's curious about this game tonight, a Tuesday night game at that, and again, no disrespect to RGV, but the whole thing is right here, you're moving over Jared Thomas from first base to pitch. And that, I followed that kid in high school, you know, because I did play-by-play for Lake Travis for a lot of years. So it was like I had to stay in, okay, who are we going to play or what's going to happen here? What's going on around the nation? And the fact that you're rolling that dude out to me seems extremely desperate. And I mean, if it's one of those scenarios,
you know he can throw though. I mean,
absolutely. Well, he could. The kid's thrown before. He can, but it's a. And I know that your rotation is depleted.
Not at this level, though. You've never seen him pitch at this level.
This is all different. And if this is some sort of experiment, I mean, I got to tell you, and I can totally relate to this because with the Lake Travis stuff, I think it was probably 4 or 5 years ago, one of the last years that I did that, we had Brett Beatty, who now plays for the Mets.
This dude's stud, unbelievable third baseman. Very impressive young man.
Yes. His family, I mean, great friends of mine. Mike Rogers, the skipper at the time, a great friend of mine that I hold in high esteem. But with that, you had a pitching staff that was kind of getting a little rusty, a little rough towards the end of the season. So Beatty comes in and he almost becomes your game day starter. Well, he does become your game day starter. And you were relying on him to be your pitcher. And he does a lot of things, but pitching was not his forte. Right. He developed it really fast. And it just seems like, to me, what David Pierce is doing right here, he's really stretching. He's kind of reaching right here. And honestly, to me, especially like you said, for the seamhead fans.
Do you feel a little bit better that it is a pitching coach kind of taking note of this, though? That's the one caveat or the one, I guess, you know, silver lining thing of all this that I'm trying to see, like, hey, if anybody's going to notice it, it's Pierce, right? Like,
well,
or is it desperation?
Well, I'm kind of seeing it more as the latter in that situation. And I think
I'm trying to be optimistic.
this is where baseball is kind of different, because, you know, it's like in football or basketball, you talk about these guys as athletes. I mean, in football, it's like running back, quarterback, he can play all these different things. He's an athlete. He's just an offensive weapon. And this, I mean, it had to have been when he came here. They knew that. They knew that he could pitch, but I don't think it was ever the intent. And again, situations happen to where it's like, okay, we have this dude that has pitched before. Let's put him out.
Right.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah, but this is worst case scenario. This is right. Like,
well, you said,
if Air Force One goes down, or if, what's the damn thing where Gerald Butler or whatever, where he was, the White House gets sieged or whatnot.
I
can't even remember that damn movie.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it one time, but anyway, there's some movies out there that I won't even give a damn mind to. But anyways, it's kind of like that, where you got to move on and go to the last plan available, or you know, the emergency situation possible. So,
and what's going to happen here is, you know, let's say this goes off well. Then are you going to put this dude in the rotation? Are you going to be relying on him? And I think if you are relying on him,
supplement that at first base,
right? Then what do you do over there? I mean, we're sitting here. Look at the Astros. You have a huge problem at first base. Jose Abreu can't hit the fucking ball. Or God dang it, can't hit the ball. And now you're starting to figure out, okay, we got this dude in the minors. Do we move Mauricio Dubon over here? What do we do with this? John Singleton. Who do we put at first base? I mean, if you're going to be relying on this dude to pitch, I mean, what do you do over there? Because that's an extremely important position. And of course, now Abreu's making errors. But anyway, I just see it as desperation, Wags. And I'm sorry. I know that this is where baseball is different, because we can talk about football. When we talk about football tradition here, yeah, we had a really good football tradition for a while. It went away. It came back for a little bit. It went away. And I think we're heading in the right direction. Spring game is going to be massive. Basketball. People go apeshit about basketball. Texas is not a basketball school. RIP to the Irwin Center.
Hey. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're there. Damn it. We're there. We're on the doorstep. Don't take that away from me.
We're a basketball school. We have a basketball team.
We got a basketball program.
Dang, dude, have you seen the pictures of the Irwin Center? I was actually looking at something on Horns 247 this morning. It is like down to a shell. And I remember going there watching, you know, Lance Blanks and Travis Mays and those kind of games, when it was like, dude, that's when Penders was here. And he'd get all crossed up with Nolan Richardson and all that from Arkansas. Man, that's the stuff I miss. People are talking about concerts and all that. That sound in there sucked. But those basketball.
And I ain't been to a concert. I think the last concert I went to was, don't laugh, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, I think.
That ain't nothing to laugh at. That's a good concert to go to.
I saw TSO.
I tell you what,
I'm talking about of all the people that have toured Austin in the past year or two. The last group I've seen was TSO, who didn't come last year. They didn't come this past year. Every year.
Yeah. Well, you know what we need to do? We need to get together one. Again, we're over here trying to set up pickleball matches and all that. You need to, because like my wife loves going to concerts. I'll go to concerts with her when it's like some of the, you know, 80s or 90s or early 2000s stuff. But she goes and hears all this other stuff when I have no clue who they are. But we'll do that one night. Go catch it. We need to go to the hot spot. It's out there in your neck of the woods.
What is the hot
spot? That's over there in...
You trying to pour syrup on me or something like that? What are you trying to do?
The hot spot. It's a swingers club. No, I'm just kidding. I knew it. The hot spot is actually over there in Cedar Park. I forget what the place used to be. It's on the right side of 183A. It's an outdoor venue, and they do a lot of really, really cool concerts over there, man. I think you guys, it's a good place you can go hang out, get a table, and just enjoy the tunes.
Check it out.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
You know, I mean, I got after that little rendition we had on Sunday there with Pick Sports Gear. It's pretty noticeable. I need to make some changes to my lifestyle. I need to get out a lot more. I need to get back on the treadmill. And that's the only thing that kind of does it. Like swimming keeps the weight down for me a lot. But usually if I'm not running, like cycling doesn't keep weight off of me. It just doesn't. Like I have to run. Like lifting and like resistance training is going to help you burn fat. It just will. And then running will help you burn calories. Like that's that is kind of like the scientific method that goes through my body. I know a lot of people says running burns a lot of, you know, fat for them. That's scientifically, that's just not true. Because running burns calories and calories store fat. Lifting actually is what burns all your fat. I just need to get back into it. After seeing the video and just being disgusted with myself, it is time to actually make some life changes. Maybe you know how you had your epiphany and your revelation at like 35. I'm having it at 43. I've been in fantastic shape all up until, you know, what, the past 2 years, I guess. Yeah. Oh, my God. And this taking this job, like having a sedentary lifestyle to where I'm just constantly sitting in a chair and looking at screens. I sit here and joke around with it and say that I got weights and I do curls, but that's not enough. That's absolutely not enough. You got to get out there and get active, man.
Hey, did we, where'd Longhorn Bear go here? He said chow. Did we piss somebody off? Does that say chow? I can't see my contacts.
Chow, yeah, chow, it's high and bye.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, it's like aloha. It's like aloha. Like aloha is high and bye. So chow is high and bye. Come on, man. You're cultured, dude. Anyway, how was your trip, dude? I didn't even, I'm so rude of me. I didn't even get to ask, dude.
Well,
I saw you scoping out the scene. What do you have going out there on the beach there?
It's along the conversations of what you're talking about. But we had some miles we needed to burn on the credit card with airlines and stuff. And we had been wanting to go to different places. And we honestly didn't really have time to do this. But it's like, we got to do this or we're going to lose it. And so we did it. So we went to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and we fit in well because it was a bunch of older people. It was like Tracy and I go rolling.
South Myrtle or North Myrtle?
South.
Okay.
So we go rolling up there, and we're like the spring chickens, you know. I come walking in, and it's like, all right, here comes the youngest dude of them all right here, and I come walking in. That's pretty damn bad. But I'm with you, you know, because it's like, you know, I was a runner for so long and then, you know, I had to start cycling. And now I don't cycle because I do this and I've got other stuff. I would cycle early in the morning. And it's like, I've totally gotten away from that. And I drink too much beer and my diet is horrible. And it's like, I was looking at myself this weekend, Wags, and I'm like, I'm with you.
You got a street bike, right?
No. Everything. No. Well, I did. I got rid of it. I mean, everything for me is indoor cycling studios. But it's like,
why don't you get out on the road? I'm curious.
It seems like every time I would get out on the road, I'd fall. Oh, so damn. It's like, okay, yeah, let's.
Damn, I know I get a lot of flats, especially out here. I get a lot of flats.
That's the other part about it. That's the other part of indoors, just better for me. It's like one of those things where we talk about all the time, to where I like sitting in here and being alone. But when I'm doing that cycling stuff, I like being around people. And don't start that it's all women. You people don't start that. That doesn't hurt.
I think that's got a lot to do with it. But
well, it helps you get a lot of energy. You get a lot of energy from being in group exercise.
Thank you, Ruse. Appreciate you, bro. Make sure you guys are subscribing to Ruse Channel 2 on Instagram as well, man. They got a really good podcast, especially if you like entertainment and you love to jump into the clouds, man. It's a really good show.
I'm walking around this weekend on the beach, and I'm like, I'm not sure I want to take my shirt off. And it ain't because I didn't want to get sunburnt, because I'm inside so much. They used to tell me in middle school, you're not a Mexican, you're too white. Well, that's the way I look now, because I'm always inside.
Man.
But now it's like, man, I got to lose this gut.
I didn't feel that way when I was at Key Largo there. Like I was rolling around, like I felt like I was okay. But when you see yourself on video, man, you maybe the video adds 10 pounds like Chris Farley says. I think not. I think I'm really just like that big. But yeah. Oh my God. No. Like it was an epiphany. It was a revelation. It was just like, okay, it's time. And usually like my wife, I feel like my wife would say something, right? Like she'd be like, bro, like let's get it together. Well, maybe she just loves me that damn much.
Well, I think and my wife now, because my wife and I have flipped. My wife never worked out, never had to. And I mean, now she like works out 4 times a week, and you know, I'll still do stuff. It's just not near what I used to do. And she'll tell me, "Hey, we did this new whatever," and I'm like, "Okay, sounds fun." But yeah, it's it is, and I think about it when I'm doing race weekends, because you don't have to run downstairs and go do victory lane interviews.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's the camera panning down. And I'm like, who's that fat ass with the microphone? Oh shit, that's me.
Well, I'm going to tell you, like, I was out of breath. I was kind of smoked when we were playing pickleball. And you know, of course, you are running back. I wasn't playing with a partner. Yeah. I was playing singles against BK or whatnot and against Tina. And yeah, we were having a great time, but yeah, I was kind of smoked, man. So, it's time to make changes. One change that I can do right away is start drinking Olipop and drop the damn Mountain Dew, right? Like I drink probably like 3 or 4 Mountain Dews a day. That is not an exaggeration. I drink a lot of calories. I don't, I hardly eat, honestly. Like I might eat like a meal a day. I do the Warriors meal, but I drink a ton of calories. I don't even drink beer anymore. I just drink soda. And I didn't drink soda until I got out of the Marine Corps, which is so fascinating. So fascinating. So I'm going to drop the kidney stone in a cup. Been pounding water for the past 2 days now, man. Just trying to get back to it. Trying to shed all of it out. Water kind of dumps a lot of stuff out anyways, man. You go a month with drinking water, you could probably lose about 10 pounds easily, especially if you're a dude.
You know, I think, and that's a great point. How do we turn into Dr. Phil and Dr. Phil over here?
Dude, look at these teeth. I've only had one cavity all my life. One cavity, man. Never had braces either.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, man, sometimes you just got gifts. That's all, man.
Yeah.
I got the wrong gifts.
I used to pound water, and now I think I constantly live dehydrated. I think that's my problem. I go take a piss, and it looks like Mountain Dew.
I can smell my piss when I pee. It's so bad.
Dude, I know. I know. It's like the other day I went in there and took a piss, and then the wife comes in afterwards, and she's like, you know, if you were going to take a shit, you could have sprayed some spray. I said, I didn't take a shit. That was piss.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, you had to let one loose, right?
No, man, it was just my piss. But
you're going to watch your basketball tonight?
There's your health moment. Do what? Yes, I'm going to watch. Okay.
Yeah, that was your PSA health seminar right there by Chaos Theory.
I want to – okay, look. If I'm the Lakers tonight, I think I find a way to lose this game.
I think you do too. I think you want to be the 8 going into this, right? I don't think you want to. I would rather play Minnesota. Yeah. Damn it. We had a chance to hit it. I would rather play Minnesota than I would rather play Denver.
I agree.
Minnesota's got some studs. I mean, if you can shut Edwards down, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
like you like to think that that's a very winnable series for the Lake Show, right? Like if you're approaching this thing, you kind of want to play Minnesota instead of playing Denver. I think anybody that gets Denver, anybody that draws Denver is drawing dead.
Yeah, Jake is right. You get New Orleans, isn't it? New Orleans. New Orleans. No, who do you get? Who's one?
I think you get the one. Do you not?
Yeah, New Orleans number 7. Yeah, OKC, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's number 1. I'm sorry. I'm still on beach time over here.
Let me pull up the standings because I thought Minnesota got the first. Did Minnesota not get the 1?
Yeah, it's OKC and then Denver. And, I mean, I don't want to play Denver. I mean,
Minnesota's the 3rd. Okay. So I thought Oklahoma was the 3.
I thought Minnesota was 1st.
Thank you very much, Jake. I appreciate that.
Damn, we said Minnesota 4 times and we still haven't done it yet.
Yeah, boom, there it is.
We don't need to bring that guy up or the other guy.
Well, but I mean, regardless, man, I'd much rather play Oklahoma or Minnesota than Denver, right? Like, even if you're playing Minnesota or Oklahoma, it's kind of the same thing. Like, SGA, I'd like to think if you stop SGA, you'd be able to handle Holmgren and whatnot. If you handle SGA, you shut down the 2-man game between SGA and Holmgren. You know, like also, like if you kind of get that same type of vibe with Minnesota, they're kind of built. I won't dismiss Oklahoma completely, but Oklahoma and Minnesota are kind of manufactured the same type of way, right? Yeah. Yeah. Denver is the team that you got to worry about because you got to beat them 7 games. Like that's just it, and also they have tremendous defense, and they I think they play damn near 9, almost 10 guys at or they can go that deep. So Denver's just. They're a loaded squad. Everybody that's watched basketball all damn year knows what you're getting with Denver anyways. And if I'm LeBron James and company, I'm trying to play for at least,
at least after the play-in game, I'm trying to get in, to play Oklahoma instead of Denver, because you're going to be in next stage, right?
Yeah. If I'm the Lakers, I come in as flat as New Orleans was on Sunday, or whenever that was, and play that way. Because, you talk about trickery, you talk about strategy and all that. I mean, it's just better to not play the number two seed in this scenario here. So I don't know how you do this without making it too damn obvious that you're not trying to win. So I don't know. And that's LeBron. I mean,
if you get too cute with it, though, you're not going to be able to get into the damn playoffs. So, I think you do what you need to do. You secure whatever you have to get in, and then you just face, you cross that bridge whenever you get there, Rodney. I mean, that's the safest way to play it. And if you're LeBron James, I kind of talked about this with Keenan. Like, you got a pretty good season out of Anthony Davis this year.
Yeah.
You'd like to think that your dynamic duo can kind of make a little run at this thing, and hopefully Reeves gives you a little bit of perimeter play to help, get you some winnable games in 1 point margins or 2 point margins or whatnot. Games that you can steal, or games that you can steal when you're on the road, right? If you can steal a road win, pretty big for the series, man. And hopefully, that can play if the hypothetical plays out to where they're playing Oklahoma, you win in Oklahoma, man, there's a good chance that you can actually come out of there and take that series, because I don't know how dominant Oklahoma can be on the road.
Yeah, and here's another great point from Jake when it comes to that. I mean, the Lakers, they have struggled against the Kings. So I mean, I don't know, man. And then that right there, I mean, what happens if we end up with Golden State and the Lakers not in the playoffs? Yeah, that'll be, you call that the West. You call that the Western Conference in the NBA. The best conference by far in the NBA. So I don't know, man. These are going to be fun games.
I think out of the play-in games, I think the Lakers and Warriors get in. I know that, you guys are running for the hills whenever Bucky gives you the picks, but I think Bucky's right with the Warriors. Or no, did he take Sacramento? I swore I heard him say.
I don't know. I missed that. I'd walked away for a little bit.
I thought I heard him say the Warriors. I'm going to take the Warriors, and I'm taking the Lakers to get in. Like, I know that. That Zion Williams is playing out of his gourd right now, and Ingram's one hell of a stud too. But hey, man, and I think Oklahoma's actually, or not Oklahoma, I think New Orleans is actually favored in this game. New Orleans is actually favored. It's a point and a half, but still, like, that should give you a little bit of a tale that, hey, New Orleans might actually have LA's number here. But still, if LeBron has anything to do with it, man, you want to take a little bit of a steal, take the Lake Show tonight. Take mm-hmm. them as the dogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I might put some coin in your pocket.
Yeah. Well, you got Ingram back. I mean, I don't know. I think the Lakers should win. But the question is, will the Lakers win? I think so. I don't know, man.
My question is, who are they going to put on Zion Williams? I don't even know. I don't even know if AD can stay with Zion.
No.
Like, I almost think. AD can't stick with Brandon Ingram either, so that's the problem. Like, it's just a matchup nightmare. It's a matchup nightmare scenario for him.
That's going to be a fun one.
That'll be a good one tonight, 6:30 on TNT. Make sure you guys are checking that one out there. I'm going to take the Lakers. I'm going to take them on the little bit of an underdog, little tail here, see if I can get a little bit of a flyer. That pause, all right, finally that pause.
What's the line on that?
One and a half.
Huh. 1.5 Pelicans?
Yeah, New Orleans. Favorite. All right, let me tell you about audiovisual consultations real quick before we get into some baseball, my guys. It is the best audiovisual automation. They've been setting the standard, the best company in all the land, not just in Austin, Central Texas, but in all of America. You just get them exclusively here in Austin, Central Texas. But for the past 35 years, they have been setting the standard in audiovisual automation. Give them a call at 512-255-8678. That's avconsultations.com. If you want 2 TV screens, or if you want 4 TV screens, it's all deadly. You get it done with avconsultations.com. I got a Dream Theater system downstairs. I got 2 arcade cabinets that you guys can see. Hey, I'm telling you right now, man, if you don't know what you want in your house, go to the gallery of projects that they have on their website at avconsultations.com, and you will get an idea. I guarantee it. Maybe it's a golf simulator. Maybe it's a baseball simulator. Ask the questions. You're not going to get it done unless you ask the questions. Give Tom a call. He just turned 60. Wish him a happy birthday and have him out to your house for a party, man. And then he'll make the party happen in your house. It's avconsultations.com.
Absolutely. Good dude right there, Tom McKay. And, of course, let's get a word in from our friends at Covert BK.
Hi, I'm Dan Covert with my wife, Hayden. Welcome to Covert BK.
Our newest location in the gorgeous Hill Country includes Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and hundreds of pre-owned and certified vehicles for you to choose from. We have three service departments that are ready to take care of your car, truck, or SUV with 86 service bays to accommodate any repair and get you in and out quickly. Come visit us today to select the vehicle you've been dreaming about.
Covert, born and raised in Austin.
That's right. Since 1909, the Covert family of dealerships. Nobody beats a Covert deal. Not now. And sure as hell, not ever. That's right.
You all right?
Oh, yeah. Why? Oh, the Astros?
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, we're over here talking about the Texas baseball team. I mean, I don't want to, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to go yet. But it's just, you know, I'm sitting here watching this game last.
The hill's getting steeper.
Dude, I get so superstitious. The hill's
getting steeper already, man.
I get so superstitious because while we were gone, I seriously sat and watched 4 days of golf. And of course, on Sunday,
how about
I
did. That? Did you see how much money that dude's won over the past month?
That dude is just methodical. That dude looks like a machine.
Let me see if I can pull this. Go ahead and keep talking while you're
right there at the end where he kind of showed some emotion finally. I'm like, golly.
Instead of being a robot.
I'm like, okay, he is human. But it's like watching all these guys just fall off the map and watching all these guys implode and watching what that guy did. I'm like, look, I love golf. It's like a lot of people. How can you watch golf? Well, it's fucking it's very interesting to watch. I mean, to sit there and see what these guys do. But this guy, unbelievable.
He's also a Longhorn, so.
Well, yeah, that helps. Can he play baseball? what he did on number 9 and what he did on 14 or whatever that was, it's like, and that really was the thing where it's like everyone's imploding. It's like, okay, it's going to be Scotty's time. It's going to be Scotty's time to mess up. No, never did. Never did. And then he takes the green jacket from the live guy. It's like,
after giving it to the live guy.
That's right.
He put it on the live guy. He put it on
the live guy. That's right. That's right. John Rahm, boy, I didn't see a lot of interaction right there. It was like, man, can we get this? It's like when you step into the same room with your ex. It's like, boy, this is
I saw the post-interview when they were in the clubhouse or whatever. It seemed cool. I didn't think that there were any antics or any bad blood between them.
Yeah.
Did you hear something different?
No, I mean, they just look uncomfortable. Well, I mean, if I'm John Rahm, I'm uncomfortable anyway because I got to give the jacket away. So maybe that's what I'm reading into. But
I can't find this stat on how much Scottie Scheffler has won in the past 30 days. But it is a generational amount of money. Change generations of your life.
And I'll tell you what really sucked is I'm sitting there watching, you know, 4 days of golf, I guess 3.5 days of golf by the time we got over there. And so we're like, I was talking to somebody in one of the bars there at the hotel, and they're like, oh, yeah, they're going to be here. The PGA Tour is coming here May 25th through the 27th or something like that. I'm like, damn, I'm a month early. I might have to come back. But so kind of my long-winded thing, what I'm talking about right here to your baseball question to me, is it's like, okay, I didn't watch the Astros. I didn't pay attention to the Astros for a little bit. And they won a couple of games. I flip it on last night, and it's the same old shit like when I left. I just and the bad part for me about the Astros, Wags, is, man, that offense is great. I think he got the best offense in the majors right now. God bless America.
Yeah, you just can't get the arms together. That's the problem. Dude, you got Altuve, you know, when you got to rely on him. Here's the telling story. I was kind of joking around about this with Keenan yesterday. Yep. When they gave... I think Altuve hit one really early in the damn game, right? When I'm listening to the game, I think it was a leadoff, as a matter of fact. And they go, and that right there is the hit of the game and the home run of the game. I'm like, guys, we still got a lot of ball game to play here, man. But dude, and then, of course, you know, Altuve goes yard a second time. I think Alvarez even went yard or whatnot. But look, if the lumber hasn't been sizzling or hasn't been hot at all, like the wood's not just getting hot.
man, and you're giving away, you know, pitch of the game or hit of the game and home run of the game in the first damn inning or the first couple of innings, it's telling about your ball club, man. Like the lumber just hasn't been there. It hasn't been able to wake up yet. When will it wake up, Rodney? Hopefully it does soon, because you're dropping, I mean, you had a heartbreak series to the, you know, to the inner ball club, the, you know, an interstate ball club with the Rangers there, defending champs, but still, you know, it's one that you would think that you would like to come away. If you can't get a sweep, you'd like to, you know, take the damn series or whatnot. And now you're dropping some games to the Halos here, and mm-hmm. we can't be having that, Rodney. Just can't.
And as I mentioned, you know, the whole Jose Abreu situation there. I mean, it's just his batting average is pathetic. I think it's like 0.067 or somewhere in that vicinity, somewhere in that general vasectomy. So it's not very good.
You say vasectomy?
Yeah, general vasectomy, not general general vasectomy. Okay. So you have
12, that. Thank you, Rob. 12 million in the last month. 12 million.
That's a damn nuggets. And then Josh Hader last night. I mean, there's your big money acquisition that you make to solidify the bullpen. That dude comes in and gives up 4 earned runs. I think he's given up more earned runs this year than he did all of last year.
And I'm not trying. I didn't want to say this when you guys made the, you know, the transaction or whatnot. And I was just like, hey, you know, you guys bring in Josh Hader, and all he's been doing is just giving away runs this past season. And I mean, I wasn't trying to be tongue in cheek. I wasn't trying to be cute or not. But I mean, hell, Rodney, I didn't know that it was actually going to come to fruition. But it's like, dude, it's early. The Orioles have their struggles too. You know what I mean?
Well, and great point by Jake. The AL West,
I said Halos, Bravos. My bad. Yeah. I said, hey, you guys got to match up with Atlanta, not
Atlanta. Anaheim. Well, and that's the other part of that. I mean, looking at this has been a pretty tumultuous schedule to start. You start with the Yankees. You've played the Rangers twice. Now you got the Bravos in there. The Royals are not anything to laugh at the moment. I know it's very early. So it's been a, you know, stacked schedule. But, man, I think the biggest thing to me is you're not seeing anything fixed that you were running into last year, where you're running into the same thing, where you get that, okay, early Jose Altuve home run, you're leading 1-0, getting into the 6th and 7th inning, you're very comfortable, and it's like, you know, watching a movie over and over and over. You know what's going to happen, and that's what continues to happen. You go to the pen, you go to the relievers, at least Montero has been a little bit better. Another big money acquisition. So, you know, I don't know. Way too early. But geez, man, it's little concerning.
You got Brown versus Lopez tonight on the bump today. You got any hopefuls or any predictions for tonight's matchup?
Well, hopefully Hunter Brown is going to respond from his last outing. That was just an epic collapse.
Your best pitcher's been your best arm's been Blanco.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then with Hunter Brown, I mean, when you want to talk about imploding, when you want to talk about just completely shitting the bed, I mean, that's what Hunter Brown did. And hopefully that's he will rebound from that. I was talking to an Astro friend this morning, and he's like, well, the good thing is Verlander's good. We'll be back probably by the weekend or Sunday or Monday. I'm like, is that really a good thing? I mean, what are you going to get from him? I mean, I don't know. The good thing is the West is kind of stagnant. The West is kind of stagnant. Everybody's kind of staying within earshot right there. You know, you just go on a big run. All you got to do is win about 12 in a row and you're going to be fine. That's it, Wags.
All you got to do is win 12 in a row?
Yeah, win 12 in a row and you're
just throw it together. Just piece it together, my guys.
That's it.
It's easy. No, man, baseball's tough, dude. Baseball, it's a love-hate relationship for most teams and for most fan bases, right, with their clubs. Not if you're a Rangers fan. It seems like, you know, the Rangers almost seemingly have everything figured out. They're winning close ball games. They're winning blowouts, man. Everything seems to be going right for the guys up north on 35. They got a nice little bout that they'll be playing tonight too. Who do you like between the Rangers and the Tigers there? We got Gray and Mize on the mound today, buddy.
Well, got to go with the Rangers, man. And it's I don't know. I mean, you would think. I mean, you think you should go with the Rangers. Isn't that the nice thing about this is you don't know. You don't know. I mean, it's, you know, you can look at football and it's like, okay.
I'm going to take the Tigers. I'm going to take the Tigers here.
Yeah. I mean, I think from a cousin standpoint, go with the Tigers. Absolutely go with the Tigers.
Tigers plus 120? I'm going to take Tigers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. From a cousin standpoint, I'm definitely going with the Tigers there. Yeah, I don't know. Great call right there, Gabe, with Singleton. No, you know, that's not an answer. That dude's not an answer at first. The kid at Sugarland, that I think would be your call up right there. Of course, my whole thing is you still got all that Abreu money that you got to deal with. I mean, I've said Dubon. And, you know, folks that I've talked about putting Dubon on first, it's like, well, he hadn't played there very much. It's like, well, I don't care. I mean, he's going to generate a little bit of, I mean, he's going to hit the baseball at least. So I don't know. Long way to go, man. Long way to go.
Jake, I mean, but at least you guys got your arms figured out, and that's what you need, you know, especially in the beginning of the year, I would think. And it kind of makes sense with pitchers and catchers reporting earlier than the lumber. But it's like we talked about, you know, a couple of weeks ago. Usually I think that the lumber has the advantage, right? And it seems like the lumber hasn't had the advantage this past season. It seems like the hitters and the hurlers usually have the advantage, regardless of them coming and reporting early. But it seems like this year, man, they're getting the smoking wagons and the smoking aces or whatever, you know, up and rolling. Real quick, let's tell you about my friends at Pick Sports Gear. You guys already know about it. It's the apparel that's designed right here in Austin by people, by our home partners here with Pick Sports Gear that are right here in Austin, Texas, man. They make the best paddles. They make the best apparel. They got a hat, you know, hats out there that allow you to breathe so you're not sweating and getting sweat all in your eyes because you're not going to be able to see the ball when it gets in your eyes, right? And I've already mentioned the paddle. The paddle's 15. It's not 15 millimeters. It's 13 millimeters. And it's licensed by USA Pickleball. So look, guys, it's got a little bit of an ergonomic dimensions to where you don't get the arthritic feeling in your wrist like you usually get if you're holding, you know, a paddle, or like I usually get when I'm holding a paddle or holding a power drill for a long extent of time. And it's super lightweight. It's got aerodynamics to where you can actually have breathable holes through the damn paddle, so the air doesn't get caught up. And the paddle, you know, it just feels lightweight and no resistance with the air at all. You got to get out. Oh, and the spin. You guys saw that backspin that I was able to do with Pick Sports Gear's paddles. You got to get out there, man. And also, make sure you're using the code that we have. I think it's Radio10, but I don't actually have it because I don't have my glasses anywhere near me, and I don't have the damn email pulled up. But you guys, go to the video. You see them right there, picksportsgear.com, and make sure you're subscribing with us. So there you go. The worst read of the year, Rodney. But I'll make up for it. I swear to God.
Well, I got to tell you. Speaking of and I can totally understand, you know, having the holes in the paddle, for aerodynamic stuff. Had a principal in junior high. His name was Mr. Polson. And
did
when
he
you went
butt with the paddle,
yes. When you went in there to get paddle, he had the little hole saw holes drilled into the paddle, into the wooden paddle. And it's like when that son of a bit, or when that gentleman would swing back and it was coming for your ass, because I got those, it was like, you could hear it coming. It's like,
thankfully that was outlawed by the time I was in school or whatnot. But no, the one thing I will say about the paddle, like I
might have to bring that right back sometimes.
I used one of the paddles that they had at Boulden Acres or whatnot. Yeah. A little bit. You can tell the difference in weight distribution, right? You really can. Used a Pick Sports Gear paddle, didn't put it down. And oh, by the way, everybody else that was, you know, at demo days usually bought a paddle. I think out of the four people that came up, out of three or four people that would come up, three would buy it. You know, that's just the stats that they would give. Of course, more than four people came up to the damn table. I'm just giving the stats that they provided, man. Yeah. So they had tremendous success out there. Make sure you're hitting them up. PickSportsGear.com.
My man Gabe over there in L.A., not Los Angeles, Lockhart area, remembering Mr. Polson. It was always, you want detention or licks? And it's like, that's who's awful. Giving the licks? It's like, who's that's giving awful. The licks? It's like, Polson's giving the licks, not Mr. Schultz. I'm like, I'll take detention. Mr. Schultz is giving the licks. I'll take licks. Licks. That's what they called them, licks. You know what's curious to me about the AL is we were talking at the beginning of the before opening day. where we said that the Central was going to be kind of the one that it was going to be, pick of the litter. Well, it is the pick of the litter. But, man, you got I said at the beginning of the year that the Guardians, with those young arms, if they could keep those young guys healthy, they were going to be pretty good, which they've done so far. The Walgreens are 11-5 right now, sitting really good. Kansas City's only lost 6 games. The AL Central has 3 teams with better records than the West. And we were sitting here talking about how good the West was going to be. Interesting.
Yeah, man. Look, and of course, you give me if you want my pick out of it, man, I'm going to tell you, I think from the AL Central, I still like the Twins. I think the Twins are going to do it. But from the NL Central, give me the Reds. Give me the Big Red Machine, man. I don't know if the Pirates are going to be able. Well, hell, the Pirates they usually kind of drop towards the end of the damn season anyways, right? Like, usually the Pirates kind of get in their way, but I mean, the Pirates been looking pretty damn good. They're kind of like a club like the Orioles. They're probably like 3 or 4 years away, or maybe not even that, maybe like 2 or 3 years away from producing what the Orioles are doing. They got a pretty good farm system as well. Yeah. I mean, hell, you know the arms that are down there on the farm system for the Pirates there. The batting Bucks, I think they can get something going there in the Central. They might be my sleeper team. But right now I like the Reds coming out of the NL Central.
Yeah, and you know, the Brew Crew always hangs around. You know, they always make themselves relevant. I think the Brewers and the Reds are going to be
the ones.
They
gave the Orioles a nice little series, man.
Yeah, they did. They did, man. And I do think, I was actually talking to a dude on a plane. He had all his Reds gear on, and I was talking to him, and he was talking about their farm system and what they have in the works right there. So, yeah, I think that could be something right there.
Cleveland's always got the arms. It always feels like Cleveland has the arms.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Cleveland, to me, from the beginning, has kind of been a little bit of sleeper team right there for the old Walgreens. I think that that they maybe don't discount those guys, but it all depends on staying healthy. That's the other part, like he's talking about right there. When those arms start going down, and you know, I think once we get to the All-Star break, that's when we'll really have a good idea, because that's when teams begin to kind of come back a little bit.
Not just that, teams start making moves too, right? Like, you see the actual shape of the roster start to form. Like, you know what you're not going to be able to get or what your farm system can't provide. So you're going to have to go out there and start making moves on the free agent market, or not free agent market, but just trying to see what teams need in terms of trade and acquisitions that way. I don't want to be doomsday. I don't want Astro fans to be doomsdayers or anything like that. And I know, hell, I think the Rangers are kind of, you know, flirting with 500. I think too. I think they're just above 500, maybe.
Yeah, they're all locked in right there together. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. They're 9-8.
Yeah, they're 9-8. Yeah,
they're just above 500. So look, it's the start of a young campaign. The Orioles only got 10 wins, so it's not like the Orioles are kicking ass anyways. The only two teams that are kind of running away with things right now are the Yankees and the damn Dodgers, which, you know, surprise, surprise. You know, well, actually, I'm honestly taken back by how good the Yankees have been right out of the gate. I honestly am.
Yeah, they're really damn good. They are really damn good. And
without Garrett Cole, too.
So. Without Garrett Cole, that's right. And with Houston, I mean, it really is. If you go back and you look at the deficiencies or the problems that you had going into – you know, the playoff, the postseason last year, you know, kind of as a regular season ended, none of that's been fixed. I mean, it's like, you know, the inconsistency on the offense. I mean, it's like you score 2 runs or you score 13. No in between.
I don't even think DeGrom's going to be back this year, though, Jake. That's the thing. Like, how long is the recovery time for TJ?
Yeah, like
he's not coming back at least until after the All-Star break, if that is even a timeline. I don't know the timeline on DeGrom.
But I think that this is where it bodes well for Texas in a situation like that, that the West is so tight right now. I mean, I think if everything stays in a cluster as it is right now, once you get to the All-Star break and you can get some of these dudes back to where that's, you know, beneficial for Texas, where with Houston, it's like, okay, you've got some guys out. I mean, you got Framber and these guys that are injured as well. I mean, get them back, but still, it's just the inconsistencies. You know, it's like Texas, you get those dudes back, you are going to be immediately well because you're going to get production. Where with the Astros,
I thought Bradford's been the saving grace for the Rangers so far.
He absolutely has. Yeah. And that's where, I mean, I think the Rangers are sitting in the best spot right now in the West. I mean, unless Seattle. I mean, I don't know. What are you going to get out of Seattle? I mean, they're 7-10, but they're two games back. I mean, the Astros, we're crying a river here for them. All concerned.
What happens when Valdez does come back? Though I think there's something wrong with Valdez.
There is something wrong with Valdez, and that's why I really hope that this isn't something where they're going to rush this dude back and make it worse. And yes, there is definitely something wrong with Framber Valdez. I don't know if it's physically, mechanically, or emotionally. I don't know what it is, but something is not right with that dude. Something is not right with that dude.
Yeah,
we're Dr. Phil today like crazy, Wags.
Hey, man, I'm not I'm not a doctor. I just play one on TV, that's for sure. Hey, you want to tell them about Autograph real quick before we got to get out of here?
Yeah, man, let's talk about Autograph. You want to get rewarded for listening and watching Texas Sports Unfiltered. Our friends at Autograph co-founded, you know, I call him the congressman, but I may be calling him NFL quarterback because I heard that he said he would gladly pop in if needed. He would come back if needed for a little bit. Tom Brady is who I'm talking about, my friends, co-founded.
I know who you're talking about.
We can get to that here in just a second. Autograph. Yeah, grabbed the wrong thing. I'm all thrown off right here. It gives you access to all of your favorite
glasses. I don't have my phone. I don't have my glasses.
Longhorn content in one place, exclusive tickets and giveaways, all kinds of cool stuff right there. You're already listening to TSU. You might as well get rewarded for listening to some of this chaos and debauchery that you get right here on this network. Head over to your app store and you can download it for free. It's Autograph, just like Autograph, just like the song, just like all that good stuff. And download it today. Don't forget to use that promo code TSU, like Texas Sports Unfiltered, TSU. Check it out. But yeah, Brady, I saw something where Brady said that, if needed, no, he didn't say if needed. He was like, if he got a call asking him to come back, like if a quarterback got hurt and they needed
to
fill in.
From which team, though? Like, it's got to be the perfect situation, doesn't it, Tom?
Hey, Jerry
right?
Jones.
Like, he ain't. Jerry Jones. He's not coming. Actually, he might, you know what? Say the Vikings call Tom Brady.
Atlanta. So something like that.
Where's he at now? Where's Tom living at these days?
Where's Tom California? I think he went back to California.
Is he in Cali?
So it wouldn't be the Rams. 49ers. Shit, 49ers call. I'd be like,
49ers call Tom Brady and the league's got problems.
You want
49ers
me to drive?
Call Tom Brady and the league's got some issues. I'm telling you right now.
You want me to drive or you want me to fly? You want me to walk? What do you want me to do? I'm headed your way, says Congressman Tom Brady.
49ers called Tom Brady up and we got some issues here.
That was his dream job.
Could Tom still do it?
I think he can still do it. Like he said, he's always in shape. He said, I stay in great shape.
Even better shape than I am, man. That's for sure.
He said he wants to play pickleball with you, as a matter of fact. That's what he said in that interview.
He better. He is rocking the pick sports gear. That's for sure.
He said, I want to play
a lot better than I. He ain't put anything else on his body but TB12.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it'll be TB12 versus the Wagner wire on the pickleball court.
Well, let me tell you something. His knees are going to hold up a lot better than mine because mine almost shattered when I fell on it, my guy.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah. Yeah. 49ers, I'm sure, would be a great landing spot for him. There's my man.
How you doing, brother?
I heard the word autograph, and I didn't hear the motions out of you, Wags.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's Rodney. Rodney does the motions. I don't do that stuff.
I was all thrown off there.
I was just making up for Rodney being gone.
There you go.
Oh, hey, were you doing the motions?
I didn't do the motion. I did the sound effects.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's good.
Speaking of autograph, y'all know I'm a card guy. I happen to have one of my favorites on my desk. Rodney, you'll appreciate this. Mm-hmm. Got a little Jimmy Johnson action.
Signed, yeah. Too, man.
How much Ring of one? Honor member.
Do you have a price on that card?
No, I'm not selling it. I got that. My dad and I got that at when the Cowboys used to practice at St. Ed's.
Yeah.
We go down there and when you're poor, Wags, you got to have your summer vacations take on a different angle.
Oh, no, I feel you. I feel you, man.
That was good enough for me. My dad's like, hey, let's just drive. Let's just get up early one day, drive down to St. Ed's and go watch Cowboys practice. I'm like, that's good enough for me.
I'm right there with you, man.
That's a Christmas gift.
Living in Lockhart when the Oilers would come to Southwest Texas.
Yeah.
We'd kind of take the jaunt over there, maybe get some Herberts and then go watch Warren Moon and those guys.
Dude, Herberts is I'll take Herberts over any Mexican food place in our general area, man.
I knew I loved you, my man.
Are all these venues still intact? Herbert's still here?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm an out of town guy here.
That place is the shit. And it's caught fire. There, people have driven into it because it's like tight parking and all this.
Yeah.
That place is unbelievable. I think they opened one in New Braunfels, but
They did. And it's a little bit new, but I love the San Marcos one because you walk in and you can you're at a good restaurant, a good greasy spoon, good hole in the wall when you walk in and you smell the grease on the walls, but it ain't like nasty grease. It's like, man. There's some good eating going on here.
That's right. And the floor's shaky because it's like three, four buildings that have been.
Yeah. Oh, don't try to use the bathroom at Herbert's. Like,
if you have to take a dump, you will not get up.
Real quick before we get out, Rodney, I don't know if we gave our picks real quick. All right. I got Lakers for tonight. And I also got the Warriors over the Kings.
I'm going with you. Lakers and Warriors. Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, guys. I don't want to leave you too much. I don't want to steal too much thunder or whatnot, but I got to get the hell out of here, man. I got to I got to blow mud, man. So I'll see you.
It happens. Happens to the best of us. Hey, Rodney, you know what else Herbert's does? They use that government cheese, the cheap cheese. And I don't know what it is. The Mexican places that use the government cheese, you can taste it. And it tastes so much better than highfalutin cheese.
Yeah, dude. And the other part about it is, people say, oh, the salsa at Herbert's. No, that's chile. The chile at Herbert's is,
depends on, I think it was last week, my brother, his wife, my wife, and me and my daughter, we went and ate at Herbert's after my daughter's t-ball game. And it was salsa because I was like, if I can eat this, no problem. Like somebody back there, whoever made this had a really good day today.
Yeah.
But you get there when somebody had a bad day, hot for the sake of being hot.
We would always joke around about that with my grandmother because it's like we'd always go to Sunday lunch and it didn't matter if we were having turkey or, whatever, Mexican food.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, grandma's pissed off today for some reason because it's just so hot, So, God, love that. I got to get back to Herbert's.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Double R, thank you for your service today, sir. And good to see you back, buddy.
Yeah, good to be back, boys. Y'all, I'll be checking in. See y'all in a little bit.